Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 70 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. 68 in Milton. Our next news at 9:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I cannot down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up high, high. Keeping my head up, head up. Keeping my head up, head up.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I went to a garden party.
How about that, Mike Wiggins?
With my old friend.
Mickey Nelson?
Yes!
Mickey Nelson?
Yes, yes, for Garden Line. It's a no-brainer. Hey, gotta play Garden Party.
Where has that song been all my life?
I have had this in my head since I heard about your show. And I was like, oh my gosh, where? So I had to look it up, find it, because I couldn't remember who had done it. But when I was little, my sister had the 45. Of this song and would play it all the time. And then we would sing together, "It's Gonna Be All Right Now." That's great.
I expect you to hit your little singing.
You don't want me singing this early in the morning. But isn't that great? Yeah, I thought you would like that one. Yeah. Good old Ricky Nelson.
I was going to say, the last person on my mind this morning was Ricky Nelson.
I figured
as
much.
Here we go. That was really cool.
Well, welcome to Pep Talk. I'm Meg, and you're on News Radio 92.3. Our phone number, 850-437-1620. We're here with Mike Wiggins and the Garden Line. So a lot going on this weekend. We had Veterans Day, and we've had some rain, thank goodness.
Oh, and let's talk about both of those real quick. Number one, let's talk about the rain. It has been glorious. I mean, not only was it was slow. It was steady, and that's exactly what we needed. You know, you can get a thunderstorm that'll throw a bunch of rain at you very quickly, and it's all gone. But this was really, really what we needed. Not to be too dramatic, but it kind of broke the drought. It really did. And I think you mentioned, and I think I've seen it too, there's some things in your yard that all of a sudden kind of perked up.
They did. I had told you the plant I was worried about just suddenly perked up.
Exactly. Because you can water all day long, and we have to keep our plants healthy and alive, but there's nothing can substitute for real rain.
It True.
Really, really is good. So don't do what I did. I walked out of the house. I guess yesterday, and it was just pouring rain, and my sprinkler system is just going to beat the band.
Oh, no.
I said, I can't. Okay, I'll confess. It was me, because I'm sure my neighbors are saying,
what is he doing?
He's supposed to know better.
Right, that's right. I have an excuse. What is your excuse?
Exactly. Anyway, glad to see the rain. Looks like we got a little bit today, but also what's coming is a little bit of cooler weather.
I saw that last
night.
Looks
like we're going to hit in the 50s. So this is what we really need as we go into fall, is to go gradually. Mm-hmm. Our plants, our lawns, they appreciate that. You just don't want to have not 80 degrees, say 80 degree day, and the next day, you know, you have a freeze.
Our typical Florida weather, you mean?
Pensacola weather, exactly.
By the afternoon.
That's exactly right. So in any event, I think we're hopefully headed in the right direction, and that's good. And that's good. Plus, if it gets down into the 50s at night and, say, the 70s during the day, it's just a good day to go out and do some of these gardening chores that we need to do.
Right.
Exactly. And we won't talk about some of those today. But, of course, Mick, we want to be sure that people give us their texts, give us a call. We'd love to hear what's going on in your world as far as gardening is concerned.
And that number is 850-437-1620.
Bring it on. Now, one quick word, not a gardening topic, about veterans. Okay? Okay. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and a lot of people had off. It was great. But I just think here on the Garden Line, we just need to, one, thank our veterans for their service.
Absolutely.
Everybody says that, and it is so, so true. But I have one observation insofar as veterans are concerned. Pensacola has got an enormous population of veterans, and these veterans have served all over the world, have unbelievable life experiences, and what they have done is have brought those life experiences to Pensacola. And so we're sitting here with a large population of veterans, and they have gotten involved in government, in nonprofits, in churches, and have made a huge difference in our community. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And I think we should all be so appreciative, not only of their service in the military, but also of their service in Pensacola for what they've done. Because you and I, Meg, have been involved in a lot of nonprofits, a lot of organizations over the years. And I bet you anything, many of the people with whom you worked were veterans.
No question about it.
And they brought these life experiences here, and which, in my opinion, this may be an overstatement, but I feel it's true. We're a cosmopolitan city because
true.
So many of our population have these great life experiences that they share with us.
That's very true. I hadn't really thought about that, but people are here from all over the world.
All over the world. And you look at the arts, for example, and so many of them are involved in the arts, and they've brought their ideas and policies and that type of thing here to Pensacola. Anyway.
Oh, I'm going to stop you just for a second because we do have a caller on the line. Shane said he's got a couple questions to start things off this morning.
Hey, Shane, how you doing, man?
Can you hear
doing
Shane?
Doing good. How are you
there
doing
he is.
Hey, not doing bad at all. We were just talking a little bit about veterans. I thought Veterans Day was a very special day, and I'm sure you agree.
So, oh, yeah, very special day, especially for our area with the Navy base here.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, what's up with you?
So I've listened for a while, and I always hear it, and I always forget to write it down. Coming into wintertime, I always hear winterizer. Do you recommend doing a fertilizer first and then a pre-emergent after that? And if so, what's the NPK that you say for the fertilizer do?
Well, the fertilizer for winterizer.
I've got a follow-up to it.
Okay, yeah, the NPK for the fertilizer, that's the nitrogen, the phosphate, and potash, of course. I always like the 10-5-14. I've seen some 5-0-20s out there because you want that last number to be the large number, because what that's going to do is promote root growth, healthy root growth, which is going to make your yard come back better in the spring. However, big however, I think it's a little late for that. I like to do it in late August and September to put the winterizer fertilizer out. So I think if you haven't already bought it, then don't. We'll just let it go and get working on our spring fertilizer. If you have bought it, go ahead and put it out. It won't hurt anything, and I don't think it's going to carry over till next year. Fertilizer doesn't do that. It kind of gets hard, and you can't work with it. So point is, I think I would pass on the winterizer at this point. But next fall, or really, it always seems a little early, late August, September, that's the best time to use it. Now, the second part of your observation was pre-emergence. I like to do pre-emergence mid-November. Here we are. It's time. Do it mid-November, and then come back in February and do it. Be careful.
Is there anything special to look for in the pre-emergent? I mean, I've heard... Having dimension in it's good.
Well, dimension is very, very good. That's one. Atrazine is another one that's very, very good. Yes, but what you don't want to do, Shane, is get a combination of fertilizer and pre-emergence, like a weed and feed, for example. We don't like to use those because the formula on the weed and feeds generally doesn't coincide with when you want to put out your pre-emergence chemical. So,
okay.
Point is, I think you're ready to do the pre-emergence. I will do it, next couple of weeks at least, and then save that fertilizer, and we'll address that next fall.
I'm going to interrupt you guys just for a
moment. One last question.
Shane, we're going to take a little break here, okay. But we'll come back for your next question, okay? This is News Radio 92.3, informative, okay. Local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. And just a reminder, not this Friday, but next Friday, November 22nd, join Manna Food Pantries at Cordova Mall and help fill the Mayflower. This is a tradition now in Pensacola, and thanks to Coastal Moving and Storage, WEAR Channel 3, and News Radio 93, it's a community tradition that continues, and we need you to stop by. Just go into the grocery store, get some of those buy one, get one frees, pile up and take a big bag of non-perishable food donations. And if you can't have time to do that, you don't have time to do that, you can always make a monetary donation to help feed the hungry and our neighbors in the community. Some of the things they need: chicken and tuna, oatmeal, canned mixed vegetables, microwavable dinners, canned fruit, and the big one, peanut butter. You can't go wrong with peanut butter. So do stop by if you can. It's going to be Fill the Mayflower on Friday, November 22nd. Now let's get back to Pep Talk and the Garden Line. We've got Shane on the line, and Shane, you had a follow-up question for Mike, I believe. Go ahead, Shane.
One last question was, we can rake, we've got centipede, we can rake certain parts of our grass, and we get, like, dead grass out of the bottom. I think it's called thatch or whatever.
That's correct.
Do you recommend just raking that out or actually get one of those dethatchers? And does mulching your grass add to the thatch? I've heard mixed reviews on mulch or don't mulch your grass.
Well,
when you cut it.
Yeah, exactly. I think a good raking, a little bit of elbow grease out there, raking that thatch out is really all you probably need to do insofar as thatch control. Now, you can have a dethatcher and that type of thing, but by the same token, I think for your centipede grass, it's sort of a native grass. It's going to adapt to our environment here in Pensacola. And if you just rake that thatch out, I think that's really all you need to do, in my opinion. And insofar as mulching your grass, I assume you're talking about collecting the clippings when you mow it. I still like to do that. A lot of the experts don't. They say, let the clippings go back into the lawn and it will add a small amount of nutrients. But I think if you collect the clippings One, you're collecting a lot of weed seeds. I think that's probably the best way to do it. So I would collect my clippings, rake the yard good, and be done with it. Now, Shane, you didn't ask, but I'm going to say one thing about that centipede grass. Be careful insofar as foot traffic on that centipede. We talked about that last week, but be so careful because when centipede grass goes dormant, and if you've got an area, say, where the kids are running through a backyard gate or the same place how you take your garbage can out, that traffic on that centipede will sometimes cause damage that you won't see until the spring, where that grass just won't come back strong. So be kind of cognizant of that. And a lot of people have said, hey, you know, I've got no choice. This is the only way I get to my backyard. So they have made them, say, a little rock path, stepping stone path, put some pavers in. So you've got an area there that is not subject to that damage done by traffic. So, and centipede, the reason I mentioned it, Shane, is with your centipede grass, centipede is the worst about not putting up with that traffic.
All right, then.
Thank you very much.
Hey, all right, Shane, thanks for calling.
Great questions. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate it.
And, Mike, we do have some comments that have come in on our text line. So, first of all, we're hearing from Lisa in Milton, and she said yesterday was a good day to sprinkle fertilizer and let the rain do the rest. She said her fall vegetables are thriving. So that's good news.
Lisa in Milton.
Yes.
Is a great member of the Garden Line family.
Oh, good. Okay. Hi, Lisa.
She is absolutely great. She's done some raised gardens.
Uh-huh.
And has been very successful at that and always has great comments. And we appreciate that because we love to hear your success stories. No doubt about it.
All right. I've got a question for you. It says, now I'm not sure I can pronounce this. So I may have to spell it. Is prodamining? PRODIAMJNE, a good pre-emergent. PRODIAMJNE, a good emergent. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Pendimethalin.
There you go. Okay.
Pendimethalin. It's good.
Okay.
No, that's good.
Is it now the time to use it?
Now's the time. Any, you know, pre-emergence, and this needs to be said also, because once again, we sound like a broken record when we do that. When you're buying these chemicals, be it atrazine or dimension or pendimethalin, whatever, check that label. Be sure that the grass on which you're spraying that weed control is on that label. In other words, sometimes in the very fine print, you'll see, do not use on St. Augustine because it may damage it. So pay attention to that because that label tells everything you need to know. Now, that's not exactly the type of, you know, you don't want to lay down your hammock in the summer and read the label on chemicals. But by the same token, if you're going to use them, it's really, really important.
Okay, that's a good advice. Here's another question. I was using a slip and slide for my grandkids 2 years ago for just 2 days. Still impacts the centipede, an unforced error.
I've never put it that way, but that's great.
There you go. An unforced error. It was good intentions, right, for the grandkids?
But they had a great time.
That's right.
I can guarantee you that.
That's right.
But yes, that type of thing. I don't know if I would. If they had asked the question, should I put a slip and slide down for one weekend in the summer on my centipede, I'd say, yeah, go for it.
Right.
But over the long term, traffic on centipede in the dormant season, especially, which is where we're headed right now, is a problem.
Well, Catherine just texted in a beautiful picture of a bird of paradise. She says it's the first bird of paradise bloom this year, and she just wanted to share that with you.
Catherine, you're amazing. Now, we talk about a friend of the family here.
Yes, I have a feeling that's why I'm...
Catherine is so cool. She can do it all. I think that particular plant is hard to grow, and I'm going to put it this way. This is very scientific.
Okay.
It blooms when it wants to.
Okay, I think all my flowers do that. I don't know if it's just restricted to birds of paradise, right. Just saying.
Birds of paradise. You can go out to Los Angeles and birds of paradise will be growing and blooming from the cracks in the sidewalk.
It's so true.
It's just the way it is out there. Here, there's no real strategy I know of other than, you know, fertilizer and water and all that to really make them bloom. But if anybody can do it, Catherine can do it.
All right,
good
Catherine.
For you.
All right, we're going to take a break for a minute. It's News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. as Chad Piqueux from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Uses directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk, and I'm here with Mike Wiggins on Garden Line. And we've been talking about all kinds of different things this morning.
Well, we've had these success stories. We've had Lisa from Milton. We've had Catherine check in with her bird of paradise, and it's always great to see those fun things that people are doing. And as I've always said, the gardeners who listen to us are so good at what they do.
No kidding.
And, one of these days, I'd like to get them all in a room and and have one big show with them.
Have like a garden line.
Yeah,
you should have a garden line brunch or a luncheon or something like that.
I like it, but I want to record it. I want to ask all these questions and let people tell the rest of our listeners how they do it.
Absolutely. It's so helpful.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, it's like baking a cake. You can bake a cake many, many ways, but it's still going to taste good. There are a lot of different ways to go about gardening.
I have a theory about that because you're very generous with your information and tips and ideas. And when you compare gardening to baking, I would get a recipe from my mother, and for some reason, she'd always leave out that one key ingredient or spice. You're really open about sharing everything.
Did she do it on purpose?
I don't know, but she got it from her mother because all my grandmother's recipes are the same. It never quite tasted the same as when grandma made it.
Are you a good cook?
No. That might be part of the problem too. I can follow a recipe, but I'm not good at any. You know, good cooks sort of throw in that extra spice, or they do something a little different. I'm not. If I throw in an extra spice, it's not good.
But it's like it is a little bit like gardening, though, because there's so many different ways to do it, and you may just want to have one little 12-inch pot with some pansy plants in it, or you may want to do a total redo of your landscaping.
See, and that's easy for you.
So many ways to do it. And
you have an affinity for it. You know just intuitively what the right thing is to do.
I have a lot of friends and customers over the years who use gardening as therapy.
Yes.
I get out and dig in the dirt. Even if I sit on a stool on my front yard and weed a section about, you know, 3x3, I just feel better about getting out in the fresh air and doing a little something in the yard. So it's a great hobby. It's the number one hobby in America.
Really?
Gardening. It
wow,
is.
I did not know that.
It is.
Huh.
No doubt about it.
I'm not surprised.
That's exactly. So in any event, I think that's why we get so many calls on our show, because so many people are out there doing their thing.
Yeah.
And have questions. So,
well, we're going to take a break right now for the news. If you do want to give us a call at Garden Line on Pep Talk, you can call or text at 850-437-1620. And we'll be back in just a minute.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa. New York Judge Juan Merchan pauses proceedings in President-elect Donald Trump's criminal hush money case. Sentencing was set for November 26, but Judge Merchan was set to decide by today if Trump's felony conviction could be vacated due to the U.S. Supreme Court's July decision on presidential immunity. A source telling Fox News, President-elect Donald Trump is leaning toward selecting Florida Senator Marco Rubio to be his Secretary of State.
Rubio endorsed Trump this cycle over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis right before the Iowa caucus. He also served in the Senate since 2011, sitting on the Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committee. Also new this morning, sources telling Fox, Trump plans to pick South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to head the Department of Homeland Security.
And that is Fox's Mark Meredith in West Palm Beach, Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It's 71 degrees in Pensacola. Chances are going up for a development in the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center increasing the chance of development in that tropical wave that we've been watching to about 70% now. The NHC says right now that's a disorganized cluster of showers and storms, but a tropical depression is likely to form later this week. That system would then be expected to move into the western Caribbean, where it would slow down. Pensacola police investigating after a fight in the stands during last Friday's Ice Flyers hockey game.
Historically, there hasn't been a big problem with fights at these games.
That's Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood. He says so far it looks like that fight started because of people sitting in the wrong seats, then escalated to include up to five people. Four people currently are being charged with affray and battery in the incident. The Ice Flyers did release a statement yesterday. They said they'll continue working with the Bay Center and law enforcement to ensure that their games remain safe, fun, and family-friendly for everybody who goes to them. It's 9:32, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
40% chance of rain as we go through the early part of the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. For Wednesday, 30% chance of rain, high near 76. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Again, right now, 71 degrees, cloudy skies in Pensacola. Our next news at 10 o'clock, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The share of Americans with credit card debt in retirement has jumped considerably. 68% of retirees had outstanding credit card debt in 2024. This is up substantially from 40% in 2022, according to a new poll by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Researchers say it is largely due to pandemic-era inflation. Netflix's ad-supported tier has reached 70 million global monthly users. The streaming giant introduced the cheaper tier with commercials in November of 2022 as one of its responses to slowing subscriber growth. Netflix also said it sold out of its ad inventory for two live Christmas Day NFL games. Apple will not introduce a smart ring. That's according to the CEO of Aura. Despite speculation, the iPhone giant may be considering a move into this product category. Stocks are slightly lower. Dow Industrials down by 58, the NASDAQ down by 4, the S&P 500 down by 5. That's your money now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
November the 12th, 1922, from Pensacola City Hall, this is News Radio 1620. Today, there is a very unique gathering here with leaders of the Pensacola Lions, Kiwanis, and Rotary Clubs, along with the Chamber of Commerce President Hunter Brown, meeting with the three city commissioners to present a plan which all say may bring our community further into the aviation age. Rotary's president, John Sherrill, acted as spokesman as the group announced that they have assembled a 500-acre property north of the city and have offered this without cost to the Army and the Navy as a site for training with landing-based aircraft. Spokesmen for both services say that they may approve the plan. Today, the civic leaders added that this property also is being made available to the city as a possible site for municipal commercial aviation. Sherrill said that the financial side of the plan's first stages have been completed, though some physical work on the grounds remains to be done. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. And people are celebrating other people, are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pep Talk with Garden Line and Mike Wiggins. And the number here is 850-437-1620 if you'd like to call or text in your questions for Mike. Got a few more things to talk about this morning. There's a lot of things you have to do with your garden this time of year,
there,
right?
There really is. And I will go back to Shane.
Yes,
called
yes.
Early on, Shane had a couple of questions of timing questions.
Right.
When do I do this? When do I do that? Well, a couple of things. Let's look at ultra-fine oil.
Okay. Oh, I just rolled my eyes. I have no idea what you're talking about. Wake up, Meg.
Know,
for those of you who are such avid gardeners, I apologize in advance because I will be asking all the dumb questions. But I really want to learn. I really do because I do have time to garden.
Well, let me
now,
tell you one thing. This is not the most exciting topic in the world, but ultra-fine oil.
Okay.
Our listeners who are my age, we'll remember Volk oil.
Okay.
Volk oil was an ortho product that every spring and every fall, many of our senior gardeners would go out and spray their plants with it. They're like ligustrum and Calliera japonica and boxwood, sago palms, that type of thing, because it controls scale.
Oh, okay.
And scale, of course, if you look on the back of a leaf of a ligustrum, for example, it'll be a bunch of, it looks like, almost like snow on the bottom of the leaf. That's scale, which is an insect, which is just sucking the juices out of that plant and can literally kill it. Because what it does, the scale produces a material called honeydew, which then in turn turns into black sooty mold,
ooh,
which looks like soot from a fireplace on top of the leaf of your plant. And, of course, the sun can't get to it, and the plant will die. In any event, you need to kill the scale. But you really can't do it effectively when the temperatures are really, really hot and really, really cold. Volk oil had a very, very narrow time frame which you could spray it in the spring and fall to get this scale. The ultrafine oil is really the improvement on Volk oil and has opened up that window of opportunity to spray your plants. As you and I talked about at the beginning of the show, the rain's probably going to quit. We're going to be down into the 50s at night,
right?
70s during the day, which is a great time to use ultrafine oil. Now, it does, I'd be quite frank with you, I don't think people use it as much as they did back in the day. It used to be something just everybody, I say everybody, many, many gardeners did. But it's something we need to think about because that scale can get you. And I'll tell you one place where I've really seen it is on sago palms. Look on the back of that leaf, that frond, if you will, and you'll find that scale. And that's when you need to use ultrafine oil. One last thing about that is that when you get a sprayer, no matter what type of sprayer you use, a hose attachment or a pump-up sprayer, be sure it's one where you can get underneath the leaf. That's where you need to spray. On the top, not so much. Underneath the leaf will take care of that scale, which will control the black sooty mold that's going to appear. So that's the ultrafine oil story, and really it's a very timely thing. And if you're going to do it, I would think about doing it in the next 30 days at least.
So this is the time of year, right now?
This is the time of year.
All right. So we're listening to Pep Talk with Mike Wiggins and Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. If you have a question or want to text in, you can do that at 850-437-1620. Mike, we've got Gus on the line. He has a question for you. Go ahead, Gus.
Hey, Gus. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Enjoy y'all's show.
Well, thanks, Gus.
When I'm driving around. Listen, these rows of Sharon trees, I've been growing them when I moved from Texas. I brought a couple of small ones. And every year, after they bloom, you know, then these seeds appear on them. It's kind of like a wall, you know, like a pecan or something. But there's probably 50 seeds in each one. So, you know, I've been growing them here since 2004, giving them away. And then again, I got them all over my yard. They're real pretty and they grow fast. I've got a bunch of seeds on my trees out there right now if anybody wants any.
Well, they just might. They just might. I hate to give out your phone number, Gus, but I'd be glad to do that if you'd like. If you wanted people to call you, if they wanted to grow some.
That's
sure,
up to you.
850-549-5767. And, you know, I've probably got thousands of them on the trees right now, and they're fast growing. They'll even start growing before the cold winter, and they take the cold winter here.
They do. You're absolutely right. When do you plant your seed, Gus? When do you do that?
I've been planting them right now, and they're probably 2 inches tall, you know, and they grow pretty fast, the trees. They get up to 15 feet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they do. You're right. Absolutely. Well, that's interesting.
And, you know, I've got the purple flowers, the white ones, and then some pinkish colored ones. And you see them around Pensacola some. The weather here is perfect for them.
Oh, they've been around forever. There's no question about it.
Well, thank you, Gus.
Gus, what we're going to do, 850-549-5767. Talk to Gus, the Rose of Sharon expert.
There you go.
Gus.
Thanks for calling in, Gus.
Thanks, Gus. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to Pep Talk and Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. If you do have a question or want to text in, the number here at News Radio 92.3 is 850-437-1620.
Very good. Okay, we're talking about some...
the oils we were talking about previously.
Yeah, we got
to
that. I think
question.
We got that covered.
Okay, you
if
have
you're
another...
going to spray that ultrafine oil to take care of scale on your landscape plants, that's what you do. Do it now, or do it, I'd say, like in the next 30 days or so. But one other thing we need to talk about if we're going to kind of go down that path of things you can do right now is dolomite lime, liming your yard.
Now, I do know about that. How about that?
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Very important.
You got it.
No, you go ahead.
Well, we've talked about that 1,000 times on the Garden Line, but this is a good time. The reason we want to use lime is some of our grasses, some of our lawn grasses, like St. Augustine and Zoysia, need a higher pH than we have in Pensacola. We have acid soil here. Well, you need to, for lack of a better word, sweeten it up. Well, so if you've got St. Augustine and Zoysia, this is a good time to put out lime. Now, people ask, when should I do it? How frequently should I do it? Well, if you want to be technical about it, and if you've got a lot of time on your hands, get a soil test. A soil test is the only way to know exactly what you need insofar as putting lime on and how much to put on. I know Werner Turf over on Creighton has a great program called Soil Kit, and they'll send it off. They'll send you more than you ever wanted to know about your lawn. when you get the results back. But if it says to use lime, then you've got to figure out how much to use. It usually comes in about a 40-pound bag. Put it out usually about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet. But a soil test will tell you. Now, if you don't have time to do all of that, in my opinion, if about every 2 or 3 years, if you haven't put lime on your zoysia and St. Augustine, it might be a good time to do it. Let's take a little break and
that
come back
good.
And finish that conversation.
All right.
Then we've got a few other things to give.
You're listening to Pep Talk, The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a minute.
The weather's cooling down, but Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is ready to warm things up when you convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or outdoor fire pit. Not to mention how much better your cooking recipes will taste this fall with a natural gas cooktop. Call 850-934-5108 or visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com to learn more about service installation and appliance rebates. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our 4 locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily-use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, welcome back to Pep Talk with Meg, The Garden Line, and Mike Wiggins. Right before we get on to our next gardening question, I do want to remind you to kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees. This is one of my favorite events, Mike. You can take a home of the tree of your dreams. All the trees and wreaths are decorated by different organizations and groups, and their local designers. They'll be on display this weekend, November 15th through the 17th, at the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be set up for auction and for sale, and all of it is in support of WSRE, PBS, and the programs you love. So they say, catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. And guess what? Admission is free.
That's a great event.
Isn't it, though?
It really is a great event.
It really
is. And supporting public television, PBS is just great. So anyway.
All right, so back to gardening. You. If you do have a question or would like to text in a question, it's 850-437-1620.
Very good. On the lime, and once again, I sound like a broken record here, but since we're talking about it, remember, if you're going to put fertilizer out, and like we talked to Shane earlier,
right.
We said don't do it. You don't really need to do it now. But whenever you're going to put the lime out, and you can almost do it any time during the year, but don't ever do it within 2 weeks of putting fertilizer on your yard.
Oh, okay.
And don't ask me why, but the experts will tell you that the lime and the fertilizer will kind of tie each other up and will not exactly do what you want them individually.
Is it like they kind of neutralize each other in
a
way?
That's a good way to put it. I like that, yeah.
I'm just thinking like that, yeah. that seems like it would just, there are things that, and that's my problem is I don't know what does that. I think I'm doing a good thing. I'll put two or three things on the garden and find out that I've just outdone myself by doing that.
There you go. Just like we were talking last week about following the label, like we talked about a minute ago, following the label on the pre-emergence.
Right.
You know, you've got to mix it right. You've got to mix it right because you just can't double up because you're going to cause some damage. So we've got to pay attention to some of these details, no doubt about it. Now, I do have one other thing I wanted to mention to you. Our good friend Beth Bowles, who is, of course, the county agent here in Escambia County, who has done such good work over the years, has sent a little email I wanted to share with you. Do we have a phone call?
We do. We just got a phone call. You want to go ahead and take that? We'll read the email in a minute.
Do the phone call. Then we'll go back to Beth's email.
Okay. So you're on the air. And tell me your name again.
George.
George. George has got a question for you, Mike.
Morning, George.
Hey, good morning. We've got a pretty extensive invasion of some kind of really thin-bladed grass into our monkey grass borders. Is there any way to control that? I mean, it's impossible to pick it out. The grass blades are, you know, thinner and longer than the monkey grass. So I'm just wondering if you have any ideas on what to do about that.
Well, I know exactly what your dilemma is because that's a tough one. I really don't know of any chemical that you can spray on liriope, if you will, monkey grass.
Liriope, right, that's right.
In order to kill the little weeds that are coming up. It's just something that any time you put any type of post-emergence weed killer, which is a weed killer that you can put on like St. Augustine grass, for example, and it kills the weeds, that won't damage your monkey grass. So I don't have an answer for you. Picking it out is tedious. It's no fun. But that may be the only way to really take charge of this. Now, if some of my landscaper friends out who are listening, and I know they do, and I talk to them. If you have come across anything that will solve this particular problem, let us know. But I'm sort of at a loss to tell you to go out and buy this particular product, spray it on there, and that cleans up the weeds out of the liriope. So let's wait and see if anybody has any other ideas, but I do appreciate the question.
All right. Thank you so much, Gus.
I wish I had an answer for Gus, because that is a problem. It really is.
I don't have an answer for Gus.
You don't?
No.
It was some people over the years told me that they used Roundup on their monkey grass, but I don't think that was successful.
Oh, dear. Okay.
They had some damage there. So I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't. Unless we can find out, and I'll do a little bit more research on it. If there's anything new and different and high-tech out there, that can take care of that problem. So
sounds good. Now you mentioned
George,
you had.
I'll look into that.
Okay, you mentioned you had an email that you were going to share with
us. Oh, I
did.
Oh yeah, this is from Beth Bowles, who I always like to brag about. We have a great county agent here in Pensacola, and that's Beth Bowles. Does all kinds of things. They've got the big garden up there at the Extension Service, a Master Gardener program. They do community presentations. Anyway, every now and then Beth will send out a little email, and this is one, it's kind of fun. It's about wildflowers. The headline on the email was, "A Few Wildflowers for the Landscape." And her point is that when you come to wildflowers, you normally just want to see them along the right-of-way on the interstate or down in a ditch somewhere.
Right, right.
It's just the way it is. But she has a couple of wildflowers that she says will work in a residential landscape. So here they are. Number one is goldenrod. Okay, goldenrod has yellow blooms. She says that goldenrod would be everywhere in people's yards if it were not for the incorrect information around that it really is a bad allergy-causing plant.
Hmm.
She says it's not really. Said the main culprit is ragweed.
Oh.
So, but in any event, she says different varieties, selections of goldenrod are available at commercial outlets. So You may want to think about that. It grows upright growth, so you can put it up against a fence and get a little height to it in the back of some of your lower plants. So if you want something different, look up goldenrod.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We're listening to Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a minute.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molina on Highway 29.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with a 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg, and it's Garden Line this morning with Mike Wiggins. So we got a few minutes to kind of wrap up a couple things.
We do. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take a few seconds and finish up Beth Bowles' email to us.
Okie doke.
About a couple more wildflowers. She says, look up mist flowers.
Oh.
M-I-S-T flowers. It grows in clumps with pink blossoms and does very well. She says, you may have seen it in a ditch somewhere, like I mentioned a minute ago. It's not bad for a residential landscape. And then finally, if you're a butterfly person, you really want to enhance your butterfly garden, this is a weird name. It's called Purple False Foxglove. Purple. I'm not sure why the word false in there.
I don't know
why that is. But anyway, it grows well. Remember we talked about our soil is acid here?
Right.
It loves acid soil. And really, it will reseed and has these beautiful pink flowers. So purple false foxglove, mist flower, and goldenrod are three things that Beth is recommending for the landscape. No doubt about it.
That sounds great.
Exactly.
And that's wildflowers, so I'm assuming that means you don't have a lot of maintenance with those?
You're absolutely right. Yes. So, and really, people have asked me over the years, Meg, I've said, I want to do some wildflowers. Where can I buy the seed? Well, if you Google it, there's so many companies that are selling wildflowers. And one of the mixtures they have them for every section of the country, is wildflower seed for the southeast. That was one I kind of always recommended. If you had a natural area and you wanted just to grow wildflowers,
right,
kind of broadcast it out there and let nature take its course.
See what happens.
They might all come up. They might all not come up. But
that's kind of fun because it's a surprise a little bit. You don't know what you're going to get.
That's exactly right.
I love that.
Exactly. And what we really do need to talk about next week, if we can, is our annuals, our pansies, our dianthus, and even our petunias plant in the fall. Now is the time. The pansy plants were sort of hard to find early on. I had a customer who really wanted to plant them early, and couldn't find them. But we're going to talk about where to find them, how to plant them, all next week.
Oh, thank you so much. This is Michael Wiggins.
It is so great to have you here, Meg.
Oh,
it really
thank
is.
You.
This is fun.
I love being here with you, too. Garden right. Line, I'm learning so much already, and I'm sure our listeners are, too. Right here on Pep Talk at News Radio 92.3. We'll be back after the news. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Meg.